Should you use Facebook pages or groups as a practice when you're trying to communicate with patients? It's a question that I often get asked, and in this episode, I'm going to talk you through what the best options are. Let's tech enhance your primary care and learning. If this is the first time we're meeting, I'm Dr. Gandalf of EGP Learning, where I could supporting you with technology-enhanced primary care and learning. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the differences between having a Facebook page and having a Facebook group, and which one you may want to consider if you're running this as a practice to communicate with your patients, particularly in the UK and stuff. As always, if you've got any questions or comments, feel free to contact me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, whichever platform you prefer. If you are listening on a podcast, make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. I would love it if you could do that. And as always, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and ring the bell to get all of our episodes first and foremost. And leave us a comment. I guarantee I'll reply. And as always, EGP Learning is here to help save you and your patients time by tech enhancing your primary care and learning. Shall we begin? So EGP learners, we're talking about the difference between a Facebook group and a Facebook page. These are often confused, and it's important that you use the right one when talking to your patients and stuff. The main difference is, well, a Facebook page is like a bulletin board and could potentially replace your practice website if you wanted it to. Make sure you check out our other episodes that talk about how you can set up both a Facebook page and how you can use that to get better integration with your patients and stuff. But using as a bulletin board is quick and easy to do because updating to Facebook is so easy, and you can share information from other platforms, particularly within Facebook itself, but also from other places effectively and often a lot easier than if you're using a practice website. Added benefit, a lot of our patients use Facebook as it is, so getting to the masses is a lot easier and more effective. It also has metrics designed to try and help you spread that message, so particularly advertising as well as targeting for groups, so you can actually make sure that any posts that you post effectively go to your local area, which is what you really want to do. Groups are trying to develop a community around an ideal, so this could be around your practice, for example. Facebook does seem to prefer people using groups because it spends a lot more time using the algorithm, and you'll hear this term a lot, basically the thing that determines what you see on Facebook, to try and push information, particularly that more so from groups than from pages. So does that mean having a group's more effective? Well, there are different considerations. Groups is designed to try and bring your community into one central place and be able to give them an opportunity for them to talk and discuss. So there's not much point creating a group where you don't allow the members to talk and stuff. Pages, as I mentioned earlier, is more of a broadcast method, so it's a way of spreading information out, but also receiving information in, depending on whether or not you've ticked the box that allows either other people to leave comments or let other people to leave messages directly to yourself. That's a question you need to answer. Personally, I would say that if you are going to do that, make sure you leave those on, because getting information back is quick and easy. And as long as you have a method and a process for dealing with unpleasant comments and stuff, it's actually fine. And you tend to find most people aren't as bad as you'd think they may be. So which is better? Well, it depends on what your needs are. If you're looking for a method to talk as a business to a population, say for example your patients, and keep them updated of all the changes and impact and stuff that you're having, then definitely a Facebook pages is the easier and probably more sensible place to start. If you're definitively trying to build a community around an ideal, say for example your practice or your primary care network, then potentially looking at groups may be more effective and definitely better at developing that ideal behind it and that community behind it. However, there is possibly more investment time that needs in a group, and it's also that question about moderation that comes into play, which is much heavier with group use and stuff. I would say if you have a good, strong PPG that's on board with your practice, then looking at the group is probably more effective because you can ask them to help you develop that community more effectively. So it does come down to what your aims are and what your priorities are. The easy answer is try and do both. But I wouldn't recommend doing that unless you're A, confident with using Facebook for your practice, and B, have a clear ideal as how you're going to do this. And probably better if you're going to consider doing this as a network rather than as a practice, so you can share that learning across a greater area. What do you think? Lots of people have different opinions, and as we've seen in our recent series, there's lots of options available to you and how you can do that, particularly when it's about going live. That can have a huge impact, particularly if you're developing your group and stuff. If you've got any questions, make sure you feel free to contact me. More than happy to try and help and answer those for you. And we'll be covering this in a bit more depth in upcoming episodes as well. As always, feel free to contact me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever platform you prefer. If you are, again, listening on the podcast platforms, leave us a review, particularly on iTunes. Love it if you could do that. And as always, subscribe and ring the bell to make sure you get all of our episodes first and foremost. And as always, EGP Learning is here to help save you and your patients time by tech enhancing your primary care and learning. Catch you in the next episode.